This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, Alec, can you give me the highlight? Because right now, we got Dallas Mavericks guard and slam dunker extraordinaire Max Christie.
Roll into Max Christie, who's been marvelous tonight. And another slam dunk! More marvelous!
Good morning, sir. How the heck you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well indeed. Now, we were just talking about this. How cool is it to be the man of the moment when it comes to slam dunks? I know that's what you are obviously known for.
No, it feels good. It feels good to be able to be athletic and to get a little bit of recognition. But most importantly is we won against Houston, so that was fun. It was a fun game, and I enjoyed it for sure.
Do you ever go into a game with a goal, like, I'm going to get four dunks today? Or, like, you know, like Larry Bird, I'm going to just go lefty. Do you ever go in and go, I'm going to do this specifically today?
A little bit, in the sense that, like, yeah, having a little bit of goals. I wouldn't say necessarily, like, I'm going to dunk four times today. Or, you know, it's more a holistic of maybe – I'm going to attack the basket looking to try to dunk everything, or, you know, I'm not going to pass up any open threes or something like that, you know. So there are some goals and some kind of reminders that I try to get myself going into the game. But last game, there wasn't really any in particular. It was just kind of being myself, being aggressive, and those opportunities presented themselves.
You know, just the other day, Anthony Davis was, you know, he was talking about you in the postgame, and he goes, hey, man, we have the utmost confidence in Max. We actually get mad at him when he doesn't shoot the ball. You've really picked up the shot count in the last four games and been shooting tremendously well in the last three games. Is that just kind of what each game has been giving you, or was the plan going in to maybe try to find a way to up the shot count?
Well, I think first and foremost, like, trying to get my threes up. Obviously, I'm shooting it well, and I think as a team right now, we're not shooting as many threes as we would have liked. So just looking for, you know, more aggressive moments, you know, like that in the game, just being able to be more aggressive to shoot the ball. And, you know, those opportunities are presenting themselves where I'm able to, you know, be a little bit more aggressive, you know, being able to get into the paint, being able to shoot more threes. And I don't think it doesn't feel very forced right now, which is good. It just kind of feels like those opportunities are there. And obviously, I'm shooting it well, so I just kind of want to keep that going.
And I know Klay Thompson would abide by this idea. How important is it to have short-term memory when maybe the shots don't fall early?
Yeah, no, super important. It's important. I'm big on, you know, process over outcome, and I think the process for me right now is, again, being more aggressive, being more assertive, offensively and defensively as well. So obviously, you know, the outcome has been good for me recently in the last few games where I'm making shots, but the process has been there as well, where I'm just being aggressive and looking to score and looking at, you know, playmate for my teammates as well. And so, you know, as long as I'm sticking to that process and continuing to be aggressive, if the shots don't fall, then, you know, that it is what it is, you know, that it'll come back around the next game or the game after that. So not being discouraged by a little bit of adversity or a little bit of failure is what's important.
When you talk about that process and that level of aggression, how important is it to be super active off the ball, offensively especially?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think being able to be effective both on and off the ball, I think, you know, our team personnel as well. You got B. Will and Ryan and Cooper, and, you know, those guys have the ball in their hands a lot. They're able to set us up in our offense, being able to put us in positions where we can succeed. And so just my ability to be able to play off of them, obviously, when I don't have the ball. And even when I do have the ball every now and then, you know, running a little bit of pick and roll or being aggressive in transition, still being effective in that way as well. So being able to be, you know, a versatile player, being able to do both things. So, but, you know, both facets are important for me.
Well, taking all that you were kind of discussing there, do you think you're taking that next step offensively or have another level you're trying to get to?
I mean, yeah, I think for me, again, just focusing on the process, you know, not necessarily thinking about taking a next step or, you know, reaching another level. For me, it's just kind of just being consistent and continuing to try and just focus on the process of being aggressive and assertive. And if that means taking the next step will come with that, then that's great. But, you know, I think right now just kind of focusing on that process of, you know, focusing on what I can control, which is my aggressiveness, my assertiveness, my ability to make plays for my teammates. And the results will, you know, show themselves on their own, but that's not necessarily something I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, we love seeing it. We love seeing this process taking place. Last week after the, I think it was the loss against the Sixers, you said in this league, offense is superior to defense sometimes. Would you mind elaborating a little more on that?
Yeah.
Do you mean the league has better offensive play or than defense, or that offense is more important? What were you kind of going to there?
Yeah, it's just in the sense that, you know, teams can play. You can play great defense on a player in any given possession, and they can still score, right? You can play great defense on Kevin Durant, and he can still rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Up over you and shoot over you and score like you weren't even there. Or you could guard Joel Embiid from the Sixers and, you know, he's going to jab, or you can crowd him, but he's still going to make the shot sometime, you know? And so that's what I meant in that sense where, you know, defense, you can play perfect defense and you can, and the offense can still get bailed out by a great player making a great shot. And so that's just kind of the way it works in the league sometimes, you know? And obviously you see in the way that our game is being played now, and guys are getting really, really good at getting to the free throw line. Guys are getting really, really good at creating space for themselves. And so that's what I mean in the sense where offense is obviously, you know, a little bit superior in the sense where if you play perfect defense versus perfect offense, offense is going to win most of the time. So, you know, that's kind of just what I meant. And obviously defense is super, super important. I don't want to diminish that. But in the sense that, you know, the question I think that got asked there was what kind of happened down the stretch in that Philly game. Well, we were playing great defense, but they made some shots, you know, and that's just kind of how it works, you know. So, you know, both sides are obviously super important, but that's kind of what I meant by that.
Now, I know y'all are not satisfied with the overall record so far, but in the last month, you know, obviously y'all just beat Houston. Second time you guys have beaten Houston in the last month, beat Denver twice. In the last month, you beat Detroit. How encouraging is it that y'all have really stood toe-to-toe with some of the best teams in the NBA and picked up a lot of wins against them?
Yeah, very encouraging. I think for us as a team, it shows what we're capable of, obviously being able to go up against, you know, some of the best teams in the NBA, being able to go up against teams that are going to be in the playoffs this year. And so obviously that's a goal of ours as well, is to make the playoffs and obviously make a run at it. And, you know, we have the personnel to do so. Obviously, we got guys that believe in our team. We got coaches that believe in our team. And obviously it's been a little bit of a rocky start and the record isn't necessarily perfect right now, but I think we built some momentum here, obviously getting a win in, against Houston, and we're going into Sac here today and, you know, Utah and Chicago after that. And so these are all games that are, you know, very winnable. It's never easy to win any game in the NBA, obviously, but I think our mindset is trying, you know, obviously we're a little bit behind, so we need to find a way to stack some wins.
Talk with Max Christie right here on 105 Through the Fan. We've heard about Cooper Flagg playing one-on-one with his mom, but both your parents played in college. Your brother was taken in the NBA draft. Where do you sit in the Christie family basketball rankings?
I think we can safely say I'm number one right now. and then we'll give mom number two. We'll give Cam number three, and then my dad number four. Oh, wow. I think that's a good ranking right now.
Would everybody in your family agree with those rankings, or are they ready to go hit the driveway right now?
No, they wouldn't agree, but they can't prove it. It's too cold out.
Max Christie joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan. Now, you went to Michigan State, and you had some offers from, like, Duke. My co-host Kevin here, he loves Duke.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
that.
I'm told that he has a Christian Laettner and Coach K autographed 8x10. Do you still think he's an okay guy because of his love for Duke?
Yeah, I do. I think it's fair. As long as you don't hate Michigan State, then we're good.
You know, there was a time in my life where Michigan State, Kentucky, hate probably would have been a good word from a sports perspective, but I feel like I've evolved as a human, so I think we're on the right ground now.
Okay, good.
Now, going forward, I know you've talked about aggression specifically for you on the offensive end of the ball. What do you think the team has improved at maybe over the last month, or you still, you know, y'all still need to see more of going forward if you want to get back into the playoff mix?
I think we've been a little bit more organized offensively recently. I think especially last game, getting 80 in a groove. Teams are doing a really good job of obviously throwing bodies at him. And I think us as guards and us as a team need to do a little bit of a better job of putting him in a position where he can thrive. And, you know, he's really good in the post around that free throw line area. That's where he's obviously very effective. And I think last game we did a really, really good job of kind of putting him in those positions to succeed. So I think that's number one, getting our best player, you know, giving him the ability just to be in positions where he can thrive. And then I think, you know, for us collectively as a unit, continuing to be organized on offense, we have, you know, personnel that can really score in multiple different ways from shooting. And Najee obviously can get into the paint. Clay is going to give you a couple threes. Cooper can do, you know, a little bit of both. And, you know, Ryan's going to get us set up and, you know, and all sorts of things. So we got guys that can really do all sorts of things. And I think we can get organized and kind of use each other's strengths, you know, to our advantage. And, you know, I think we're going to be a hard team to beat.
Well, I know you got a plane to catch, and y'all got the game coming up against Sacramento tomorrow. Let's get that win back from last week, and we very much appreciate your time and info, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me. It was fun.
Absolutely. There you go. Max Christie right here on 105.3 The Fan, and man, he's been on a roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars.
Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.